We've been looking in Matthew's gospel for a while, some of Jesus' teachings on some subjects that are always very hard. And Matthew 18 is where we've been, and we've covered the whole chapter, coming down to the final one here. And the subtitle in chapter 18 is, The Greatest in the Kingdom. The disciples wanted to know, who among us is the greatest? And then the story of the lost sheep, that the shepherd will leave the 99 and go and find that one sheep that is missing. And then one talking about correcting a fellow believer and how we should do that. But we're up to the last part of that chapter. And the subtitle of this is The Story of the Unforgiving Debtor. Hear God's word, starting in verse 21 to the end of the chapter, recorded in the New Living Translation. And if you have a red letter Bible, you'll see that most of these words were attributed to Jesus. Oh, let there be light. I'm so used to working in the darkness lately. I didn't know I didn't turn on the light. Then Peter came to him being Jesus, and said, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times? No, Jesus replied, 70 times seven. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with servants who had borrowed money from him. In the process, one of his debtors was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. He couldn't pay, so the king ordered that he and his wife and his children and everything he had be sold to pay the debt. In them years, they had what they called debtor prison. Thank God we don't have that anymore in our society. But the king said, sell everything he's got to pay the debt. He couldn't pay the king. But the man fell down before the king and begged him, oh, sir, be patient with me, and I'll pay it all. Then the king was filled with pity for him and released him and forgave his debt. But when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few thousand dollars. He grabbed him by the throat, demanded instant payment. His fellow servant fell down before him and begged for a little more time. Just give me more time. Be patient with me and I will pay it, he pleaded. But his creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and jailed until the debt could be paid in full. Jesus goes on to say, when some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him what happened. Then the king called in the man that he'd forgiven and said, you evil servant, I forgive you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on mercy on you? And then the angry king sent the man to prison until he paid every penny. Jesus concludes by saying, that's what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters in your heart. God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.